Okay, welcome, and guten Chodesh. Share a thought over here, which is the starting point of the thought is from the Hamak Dover, from the Netziv. In this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Bo, we find that the Torah tells Klal Yisrael that they should borrow kelim before they leave Mitzrayim. They should ask from their neighbors different types of items to take with them as they leave, and they go as they leave. The Torah describes this action differently in the two places where it is mentioned. It's mentioned in Parshas Shmos, and again in Parshas Bo. In Parshas Bo, it says, "V'yishalu ish me'es re'eu, v'yishal me'es re'uso." So it uses the word re'a, similar to the phrase "v'hafta le're'echa kamecha." In Parshas Shmos, it has the exact same mitzvah that they should ask before they leave. But there the Torah describes it, you should borrow, the person should borrow from their neighbor. It says, V'sholo isha mishkenta migoras beisa, and a woman will borrow from her neighbor and from the woman who, and someone who lives in her home. And it describes the same idea that we're going to take these items when we leave. So what is the change of the language from the word shchena to the word re'usa? From her neighbor to her Rea. So the Nesiv himself gives one answer. We're not going to talk about that. But Rav Olba, in his Pirush on the Chumash, says a different answer. He says that the Torah describes earlier that you're going to borrow from the Shechin, the Shachin. A Shachin does not have to be somebody who's part of the tribe, part of a Klal Yisrael. But the word Rea is always used to mean a member of Klal Yisrael. So why do we have to borrow from members of Klal Yisrael if the main mitzvah is to borrow from people which are from Mitzrayim? He says, because you cannot convince the Mitzri to lend you something unless you are a person who borrows and lends to other people. So if you're going to be borrowing, therefore, i.e., there's going to be people in Klal Yisrael which are lending to each other, and we create a culture where lending takes place, then we can turn to the neighbor, to the non-Jew, and we ask them and they will give us. But if amongst ourselves there is not Beranim L'Chaveroi Chesed taking place, then we cannot turn to the neighbor, to the non-Jew, and ask them for something. It won't work. So the foundation of this part of the Geula, which was necessary, that the Shochein had to lend to us, which was part of the whole process of Klal Yisrael living Mitzrayim, taking with them these items, was only possible because they had reached a Madrega of Chesed amongst each other, that they're willing to give to each other and lend to each other and take care of each other. And because they had reached that madrega, that they're going to do that for each other, they were able then to fulfill this part of the gula. So the gula would not have taken place without Klal Yisrael's care and concern for each other. So it's a tremendous lesson. We're looking for the gula asida. We're looking forward to Mashiach coming. But the foundation of that is going to be in the world of Chesed. A good and Chodesh.